It's Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 29th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. This is a message to the exiles. And verse 1, let's begin. Now, these are the words of the letters of the letter which Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the rest of the elders of the exile, the priests, the prophets, and all of the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Remember, Daniel was in this group, and he was made prime minister of the whole bunch. And that's just how outstanding this man was. Daniel was one of my favorite people in the Old Testament. I'm telling you what, Daniel is just such a powerful prophet of God, and he just stands out among all of the people in this book. Let's continue reading. The priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the court officials, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen, and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. Remember, they took them all. They took all of the people that had any talent whatsoever. And took them into exile for 70 years. But God had a reason. He wanted them to submit. Even they wouldn't submit to God, so they had to submit to somebody. So they had to submit to Nebuchadnezzar. They took the smiths, the craftsmen. They departed from Jerusalem. This letter was sent by hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem into Babylon, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters and multiply there and do not decrease. In other words, keep living. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. You're going to go into exile, into the Chaldeans, into the Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians. You may as well be satisfied, happy with where you're at. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets who are in your midst and your diviners deceive you. You know, don't let your prophets. Remember, God realizes you may have a prophet, but it's not God's prophet. You might have a prophet, but it has nothing to do with God. The prophet of God is totally different from the prophets of man, because the prophets of man are not the same as the ones of God. He said, "You can don't let the your prophets remember that. Don't let your prophets who are in the midst of your and your diviners deceive you." That's a play on words, I guarantee you. Don't let your prophets and your diviners deceive you, because they will. And do not listen to the dreams which they dream. That's a good one. I love this so much. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. They're prophesying, all right, and they're prophesying in my name, but they have nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing to do with me. They're prophesying falsely to you in my name. I've not sent them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years, now remember this, the other prophets that were wrapped up with the everyone else, the other prophet said, 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. And they, all this is going to disappear in 2 years. It didn't. 2 years, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. It's going to be well with everyone. So 2 years, it's going to be done. It's what the false prophets said. But the false prophets were always wrong. Remember that, folks. False prophets didn't know what they were talking about. They used the name of the Lord to speak forth lies. They lied through their teeth. They tried to get the people to believe, but they didn't. They didn't believe Jeremiah, but they believed everyone else. It's easier for a person to believe a lie. I've recognized that fact. A lot of times, it's easier for a person to believe a lie than it is to believe the truth. Now, you may think, Brother Hansen, what are you saying? A lie can travel around the world and be up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But while the truth is still putting its boots on. Did you know that? That's the bad part about it. A lie gets around. A lie gets around, and you can't even think twice while a lie is running around the world. A lie is so powerful. Why? I guess because Satan himself puts forth a lie. Satan himself is a master of lies. He's a father of lies. So you can bank on it. He knows how to get a lie started. He knows how to get a lie going. He knows how to propagate a lie. He knows how to make it powerful. They prophesy falsely to you in my name, because they're prophesying in the name of Satan himself, not God. They prophesy falsely to you in my name, and I have not sent them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I'll listen to you. You will seek me, find me, when you search for me with all of your heart. Did you get that? I love this bit of scripture. Because God knows from beginning to end, doesn't he? He knows from beginning to end. He watches it like he's watching. I don't know whether God has some of these things on file, on video. Somehow in heaven, he's got a video files that prove everything that he's doing. Teaching that God has a way of knowing everything from beginning to end. Everything. You can bank on it. He knows everything there is from beginning to end. So we can bank on it that God, when 70 years completed, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place. For I know plans. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Are you seeking God with all your heart? Has God not been listening to you? Does it seem like God is so far away that you can't find him? Take this, underline this 13th verse. You'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Seek God with all your heart. Let's seek him right now. Let's not mess around. Let's seek him with all of our heart right this minute. Why wait? Why you want to plan on doing? Why do you want to say, oh, you know, I wonder what that means to seek God? Let's just do it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I seek you, God, with all of my heart. I seek your word. I seek your plan. I seek your destiny. I seek everything you have for me right now. Make me understand. Let me have that prophetic word for me. For me. Let me receive that knowledge, that supernatural knowledge of God right now. I seek you with all my heart. Let me hear you. Anoint my ears with ear salve. Anoint my eyes that I can see. Anoint my body that I can work for you. Anoint me, Father, that I might know something supernatural by the Spirit, to know, to do good. In Jesus' name, I seek you, Lord, right now. Let it be so for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Let them seek God with all their heart. Let God reveal yourself to them. In Jesus' name. Reveal yourself by a miracle of healing. Firm your word. In the name of Jesus Christ right now, I thank you, Lord, for doing so. Thank you, Lord. We receive it. We thank you. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. And we continue to grit our teeth and seek God with all of our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, remember this. Underline it. And let it be a part of you every day. My good word to you and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, and the plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Then I will call upon you and come and pray. You will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I'm going to stop there, folks, right there, 29:13. Remember Jeremiah 29:13. And remember, that's what God wants for you. He wants you to seek him with all your heart. go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. If you'd like to be a part of this new transmitter, that we're trying to put together, give us a call. Write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself.